It's tradition. Sing along. Vagina. Titties.
Titties.
200. Broadsgiving.
Well done.
Thank you, kind minstrel.
In the right key and everything.
Yes. We had a little practice sesh beforehand, and the right key was not to be had at first, but here we are.
It's been a while.
Anyway, hello and welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. Welcome to our broad Zoom table. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. How is it going? As we know, this is season 5, episode 20, episode number 200. Can you believe we're here?
I can't believe that it's 200. That it's just, I was thinking about it today. It is amazing.
It's kind of crazy. Like, where has the time gone?
Yeah. No, it really is. As I was coming upstairs for this, I sent Frank the link. I don't see him here, though. But he was like, oh, I remember when you were doing the 100th. Like,
yeah. You know, that is crazy.
100 episodes ago, we did that.
Yes, when exactly. was our... Okay, this is going to sound actually really weird and unlike me and very unprepared, but when was our 100th?
I believe I can find that out.
Okay. Everybody is very good at...
Thank you, Google Docs.
Yeah. Everybody is very good at looking that up for me, as we've learned with the broad topics. Quick, somebody give me an updated voter count. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe in the next 100 episodes, we'll get ourselves an intern.
Oh.
Look up that like stuff it. On the fly.
All right, I have an answer for you.
Okay, when was
it? We recorded our 100th episode. It was season 3, episode 10, on September 6, 2018.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I don't know why that's so interesting, but it just is. So
we're season 5, episode 20.
Yeah. So party like it's our 100th sense. Birthday, which we called it. Going in now to see what we talked about.
I got the outline.
It just said special guest, big news, sappy emails, and much more.
I wonder who the special guest was.
I don't know. It probably wasn't Jay. I wouldn't bill him as a special guest. Oh, Matt. Didn't Matt Eichhoff show up?
Maybe. I mean,
that makes sense.
Now he's doing his own live show competing with ours.
Did he have a top 5 list for our 100th episode?
Maybe.
Oh, man, that would have been great. I'm not seeing it in the outline, but again, if it was impromptu, then that would make sense. As I'm looking at this outline, though, I am noticing some people who wrote in for our 100th who did not write in for our 200th.
Did we get a sappy got email? Is that what it was?
We did get a sappy got email, yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Greg wrote in. Mandy wrote it. Just saying. No shame.
I don't think I pimped this up as much as I did that for the 100th one.
To be fair, I do feel like 100 is kind of different than 200. 200 is great and it's weird and it's awesome. But 100, like the first time you get to, you know, 100 of something,
you add that third digit.
So what you're saying exactly. is that this is like, you know, you turn like 16, 21, 30, and then like everything until like 50 is like nothing.
Isn't 40 a big deal?
Is 40 a big deal? I thought 30 used to be over the hill. Because I remember
No, 40 is over the hill.
40
is the new 30.
Is it though? Anyway, it doesn't matter.
The eye of the beholder.
Doesn't matter.
Another side note. I promise I wasn't going to do tangents, but I'm just noticing that on our 100th show, we were calling the facey back farting in your facey back. And I just feel like I had to share that. And now I do promise that I will cut my tangents short.
No, that was like, a great one. Yes, because
there
had
was
the
reason for it. And I can't remember why.
I can think of a couple of farting in your face stories. So I. Mm-hmm.
And we also had the... you know, Fartgate was back in 2018.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fart.
Oh, wow.
Which Randy pointed out in the chat, as did JP, who said, we've matured in 100 episodes. That's true. I feel like in 200 episodes, I have matured a bit. I don't curse nearly as gratuitously anymore. I mean, I still do, but it's not as much as it used to be.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah. Less poop
comes
jokes.
With maturity.
Definitely less poop jokes. That's true. Well, I mean, I don't have as much poop in my life anymore.
Squatty potty in years.
Hey, speaking of poop, so Alex nocturnal story, here we go. We put the pot, as you know, we put the little potty in his room. So he got up at 12:30 last night, totally went to the bathroom, got back in bed completely pantsless, slept all night completely pantsless, and didn't wet the bed at all. And then got up at 6:30 and went in the potty again. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, so there's nothing interesting about my poop stories anymore. Like, there's nothing dramatic about it. It's all very, like, smooth.
That's great.
Yeah. Smooth Maggie, I'm sure Maggie is in the Zoom call. I'm sure she could tell me something about how second children just, you know, get potty trained much easier or something. Is that a thing?
It all, I think it honestly just depends on the kid. But I think it probably is specifically with, because they've got an example.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. This one doesn't want to get yelled at like his brother does. So he very clearly picked that up quickly. Anyway, I'm so sorry that we got, you know, almost seven minutes in and I neglected to mention that we are live on Zoom at our Zoom table. In order of appearance on my screen, we have Randy, Judy, JP, Ro, Matt, Maggie, Kayla, Tasia, I love your hair, Jana, and Jim. Hello. Thank you guys for joining us. So here we are. It's Broadsgiving. It's one of my favorite episodes of the year. Every year, it's a bit of excitement. This year, 2020 has been so exciting, and so many things have just continued to happen that I don't know what could beat that. But I did actually want to share something that I think sort of sums up 2020 in a really nice and more positive way. And it was, I thought 2020 would be the year that I got everything I wanted. Now I know 2020 is the year that I appreciate everything that I have. And I did.
Boom.
I really like that.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, I wanted to just pass that forward. I'm thankful that we made it to 200 episodes. Again, crazy. And I'm really grateful how many people are joining us like over video now versus, you know, just over YouTube. Including Greg, who is joining us. Here he comes.
Ah, speak of
Greg the
dog.
Greg.
Ah.
Yeah. Since it's nighttime and I'm going to bed right after this anyway, I've got champagne.
Perfect. Little sleep serum.
Woo! Cheers, everybody. I did want to do a toast at the end or something, and Jay, who doesn't do shots or anything, said that he would do a tequila shot in honor of the broadcast whenever it was the time. So that should be fun. But anyway,
I don't know where God is, but I have his tequila, so
I have his glass. But yeah, how is it going? Anybody out there have anything? Otherwise, I've got a lot. I've got like multiple tabs of fun things that we can pull up.
Nice. I have an update that I'm grateful for. It's not like my grateful for section, but last episode I talked about how my Clada ring broke.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I have a ring update.
Oh, it sounds like a good one too.
Yeah. I emailed the store and sent some pictures and stuff, and you can, you know, clearly see their mark and everything on it. Explained what happened and just kind of asked like what, if anything, could be done. And right away she was like, I'm so sorry, we'll send you a replacement.
Nice.
That's
posted,
great.
Posted today. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Very excited. Yeah. It was much easier than I thought. And I actually took it to a store to get sized because I couldn't remember what size it was exactly. And she was like, well, if it doesn't work out, just bring it back. We can solder that for like $20. Like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
All these possibilities. Just have to ask.
Excellent. I'm really glad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody decorated for the holidays yet, whichever holiday you celebrate?
No.
We have two strings of Christmas lights that are just permanently up, like around the window and around like the
Are they white? Or? color?
One of them's white and one of them's color. Like around the window is multicolor, and then around like the stairwell area is white. So those are just always there.
Nice. Kayla said
the low key show of decorations we're getting here in the videos.
What, JP's?
I've seen a chocolate Santa. I've seen Tasia's lovely, lovely festive Thanksgiving display. It's been, they're lovely, guys. They're really great.
I started in the back. I put lights up, which you can't really see very well. I've got a sleigh. I changed my flowers out for obnoxiously gaudy freaking poinsettias. You can see there's like sparkly ones.
No such thing as a gaudy poinsettia. They're all,
I know by nature they're gaudy.
They're beautiful.
As here comes Susan. I don't know. I've got my little tree. I don't know. I got my RBG is my Santa. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So wait, does RBG have a Santa hat?
No. It's the figure that I actually have here. So you can't see it, but I have a gazillion boxes sitting next to me because I now have a list of like 7 things I need to take to the post office. Like next to me, there's a huge pile, and I'm really glad that nobody can see it because it looks like I'm about to move as well. Like Kayla, who said that in the chat that she's not decorating yet. I think Maggie and Matt both said everything is right after Thanksgiving. Usually we are Black Friday decorators too, but because I don't know. We just wanted to bring in the cheer a little bit early this year.
I am all for this. Yeah,
definitely. I've noticed a lot of lights going up in my neighborhood, and I think everyone is kind of just like, well, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're starting now. Christmas music, as far as I'm concerned, can start as early as July if you really want to. So now we're like in the swing of things. Like this is like hardcore Christmas music time. So that's going on. We are staying here this year, so we could maybe for the first time ever get a tree.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You should.
You really should.
We really should. It's just like the cats. We'll see. It would be fun.
So I'm.
Do love me a good Christmas tree to go along with my Christmas music, but yeah. It's just, yeah.
Well, my kids are worse with the tree than Zoe. Yeah. Zoe doesn't really care too much about it. She sits behind it, but that's about it.
Yeah, same. Captain has never had an issue with the tree. He likes to like climb under it and like just chill.
Yeah.
But okay, so maybe I'm just inventing problems.
But he's kind, you know, he's a chubby man. You know, he doesn't like to climb things.
So, but is your tree real or fake? Because ours is fake. So I always wonder, but we have the little things that we put in like on the inside that make it smell real. Like the little like sticks that like make it smell.
Yeah.
But Zoe doesn't care. She's like, whatever.
No, we always get a real tree. We always spring for a real tree. I'm a little bummed because I feel like this year we probably won't just because of moving and...
Yes, Amanda is also moving, everybody.
I'm also moving.
In 2 weeks.
A real bummer because I think I would be with you and be team, like, let's put out the decorations. But, yeah.
But you have to pack things up versus... Right.
But you could still unpack them.
The Christmas stuff is all boxed in their own boxes, so I know exactly where they are, and they're going to be, like, some of the first things I unpack.
There you go.
Nice. Perfect decorations.
And if you decorate for Christmas, it just punts it for, like, 3 weeks having to decorate for real.
Yeah, there might be a few things I might take out here. Like we have like some Christmas throw pillows that I might like put on the couch. Like just Daniel's laughing. I don't think he likes that idea, but shh, don't tell him.
It's okay.
I think you should. I'm excited. I have like most of my Christmas stuff is stuff that my mom has made for us. There's an advent calendar, like a big one that I need to get chocolate for and that will go up, but that can't go up before December 1st. I mean, I guess it could go up before December 1st. I just couldn't.
Then it's just like a wall tapestry until December 1st.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Yeah. Why am I putting limitations on myself? Oh my God. Yeah. This is.
And when all else fails, freaking decorate yourself.
Yeah. It's good 2020.
Job, Kayla. I like it.
No limitations. Oh, look at Kayla. Oh, I have those two upstairs. Oh, I should text Jay to bring them down whenever we do the.
I like it.
Yeah. Or just in general. Yeah, I totally had a train of thought that I just forgot because I got very excited by Kayla's lights, which obviously I am like, squirrel, awesome. Sparkly lights. All right. So, I was looking for different things. And since Thanksgiving is this week, there was, of course, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers from a couple of years ago, there were like Twitter things that was how to ruin Thanksgiving in 4 days. And I don't remember us reading them. I feel like we'd read how to have like a political talk or something a couple of years ago.
Yes, that right? one I do remember.
We wrote there were like little postcards that we read off of. So I thought yes. that some of these were actually really funny and safe because we're, you know, trying to be more fun for the end of the year. So, okay. Everybody ready? And I can't see your faces because I've got the screen over the screen. So you better laugh for me. Okay. okay. Everything is low carb.
Oh.
Mm.
Get it? Because you don't go to Thanksgiving for low carb.
No, you don't.
No.
No.
Sorry. I am desperately trying to make it fit the Zoom and the Chrome fit on the same screen because I don't like being able to not see people's reactions.
What about if you shared?
Here we go. I got it.
Shared the screen.
I got it.
Okay.
I guess next to each other. That's what I do when I'm reading a book to my kids. I put the two things next to each other and I can see both.
I am now. I didn't originally, okay. But I have learned. Oops, sorry. Also, I just clicked on the metronome.
That's what I thought that was. I was like, that sounds like a metronome.
GarageBand has a metronome feature because it's not supposed to be for this. It's supposed to be for like, you know, making fake music or real music through that. But yeah, I clicked that.
You can tell you're a choir kid when you knew exactly what that was. I was like waiting for MIDI to start.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. We're out of alcohol. how's that PhD coming? when are you graduating? Got a job yet? So you're still single? What about men's Ooh. Rights? Ooh. Ooh. Let's talk about politics. I'm not racist, but is this lettuce romaine? We use Go Veggie cheese.
Hey, if you're going to eat a dairy-free cheese, Go Veggie is the best of them.
Is it?
I must say.
I've never had it, but I feel like I'm definitely on the verge of needing to use it.
It is out of all of the, yeah, that one is my favorite.
I brought you salad. the potatoes are instant. Which I've had instant potatoes. They're pretty good. You put enough butter and salt on anything, it's fine.
Oh, but it's not the same.
it's not. But
and I mean, it's one of my favorite parts of Thanksgiving. Like, I feel like that can't be instified. No.
Yeah. Trying to think, like, what, you know, what other sort of like shortcut things would be more tolerable?
Amanda, did you pre-gravy this year?
Not yet, but I think I'm going to. Because
okay.
Now that we're staying here for Thanksgiving.
Okay. I didn't know if the move was going to affect anything or not. Or
yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. We're Thanksgiving here. So I'm like, I guess I'm going to have to pre-gravy it up. You can't have mashed potatoes without gravy on Thanksgiving. I mean, you can have it like that any other time of the year, but on Thanksgiving,
yeah.
You can't. It's just
you need
not,
the gravy.
You need the gravy.
I would say, though, on things that you can maybe shortcut, green bean casserole. You don't need to go fancy. You can just like.
Oh, Tasha's trying to show us something. Unmute yourself, girlfriend. I can't. Cranberry sauce.
Oh, yeah. Cranberry sauce should come from a can. If it doesn't have the rings around it, I really, I don't know what to do with it. Yes.
I'm sorry, you're wrong.
Wait, who said that?
You know, sometimes we just need a little low class, you know?
So I don't know if anybody is following this, but we are in the Jan Jack Facebook group doing a best Thanksgiving sides thing that Margaret suggested. And I don't know, all of these things taste sound delicious. So if you're a member of the Jan Jack Facebook group, and want to vote on sides, please feel free. We're only on day two as of recording this, so it's going to be another week at least. let us know. So, yay. And then JP added onto our Ruined Thanksgiving in four words, and that was, well, Fox News said... Yeah, unless if your family is somewhat wise about how it sounds to say that, and they're like, well, we heard people are saying.
Are they, though? Are they really?
Technically, they are. There was also a Reddit thread of what food do you think that people swear by, but or what food do you swear people only pretend to like? I mean, there was some real gross stuff on there that I was like, I don't think people pretend to like this.
Like what?
Like jellied eels.
Ugh.
Right?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't even know what that is. But I feel like if like I don't want it.
Ah, wait, wait. So in the chat, JP is saying mushroomed and Susan's saying creamed anything. Are you guys talking about food that are yummy or that they just pretend to like? And you can unmute also and tell us too. We're not picky.
They pretend to like it.
Ah.
Mushrooms are disgusting.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Jay likes mushrooms too. But you do you like mushrooms because you're a vegetarian? Like, and they're a good sub. You can like saute them or like season them with the same things you can season meat.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I liked mushrooms when I was eating meat.
Okay, because Jay doesn't do red meat very much anymore, but he really likes mushrooms as like a substitute for all the things you can put flavor like meat with.
I think that's like because there's two types of people that don't eat meat. There's like people that like don't eat meat because they don't like the taste of it, and there's, you know, like I don't need a meat substitute because I don't like meat.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I feel like mushrooms could really go either way, though. Like, I see both sides of the argument. good people on both sides.
Exactly. This might be the only case where that's a real thing.
Good people like sometimes mushrooms
are delicious, depending on how they're cooked, and then sometimes the texture just like makes my skin want to crawl. So it's just, yeah, either or.
Okay, fair. And then as far as cream things go, I actually like, do I? I feel like I might like some cream things. Okay, I reserve the right to pay attention next time I have the option to eat a creamed thing and come back to
Colleen,
this discussion.
I think you're fooling yourself if you don't know.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my go-to. Like, I think it's one of those things that you would take to be polite, but I wouldn't, like, seek it out on my own.
Really?
Like, creamed what?
Corn? Wheat? Spinach.
Okay.
I don't know, what are the other big creamed?
I mean, creamed wheat is like breakfast.
That wasn't
wheat.
A good example.
Yeah,
I was just, you know, my brain was, you know, trying to find a proper
Judy
example.
Said her grandma used to make really good.
I asked you answered. Yes. No, I should not.
Okay. Greg's answer is dirty and I'm interested in that. So hold that thought. Judy said that her grandma used to make really good creamed potatoes. What's a creamed potato?
It's a cooked potato in a really creamy sauce.
Oh, but it
like kind of like au gratin, but creamy.
Sort of, yeah, sort of. I mean, it's a little like a mashed potato, but not, you know.
Sounds delicious to me.
It does sound delicious.
That does sound delicious. So follow up, Susan. Do you mean creamed vegetables? Do you want to amend that to cream vegetables?
Yes, because creamed corn and creamed spinach are really kind of nasty. So, yeah.
I'll give you
is creamed
corn.
Spinach then like a dip? Like I'm...
Well, the dip is different. The spinach artichoke dip.
Yeah, there's a lot of unhealthy things in a dip.
Yeah, that's different from the creamed spinach dish, which is, I guess, a little more watery. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not having another cheesecake moment. I think I really haven't had creamed spinach, though.
Yeah, no, you're not missing much, I don't think. In my opinion, anyway.
Fair. Does anybody else have a food that they think that people only like because they have to?
Well, JP is asking why the hell people would dip a pizza in ranch. And my answer
I do that all the time. It's amazing.
You could
just the crust.
Anything in ranch.
Just the crust.
No, you can do it.
Because then it's like
just
a bread.
Tip.
Just the
Amanda's
tip.
Just the tip on this.
Just the tip.
I'm for the whole enchilada. I don't regularly do that, but why the hell not? Like ranch is good on anything.
Oh my God. We do So we do pizza and movie night every Friday. And because, you know, pizza's expensive, we generally just do like Tombstone. And I put ranch. I put the ranch, like, here's the pizza slice. Pretend that's a pizza slice. And here's the plate with ranch. And I just go like this. And then I lift it up and I eat it. And then with every bite, I put a little bit more ranch on it. And it's delicious. And that's why pizza and ranch are good. And that's my dissertation. No. Complete with source material and everything.
Nice. Well, now, but we're talking, so that's like a frozen pizza, right?
Yeah.
Would you apply that same thinking for like if you went to a pizza parlor and like ordered a pizza to go? Like would you do the same?
It depends. It depends. If I got just a regular like cheese slice or pepperoni, like plain or pepperoni,
yeah,
from a, like a real New York pizza place or whatever, probably not. But I would only do the crust. So yes, I can say in this case, your experience and your lived life, whatever. Yes, totally on your side. But if I'm getting like a buffalo chicken pizza or something, then I'm gonna put the ranch on because you can't have buffalo sauce without ranch, dude. That's just crazy.
That's fair. Yeah, I support that.
Yeah. Anyway, I forgot where I was. Other things on here was cilantro, which sometimes I think people really don't love cilantro because we've had recipes with cilantro and like I've forgotten it or not done it and you can't really tell.
Oh, dude, cilantro's so good.
But you can't tell if you forget it.
It's a cool thing. I disagree.
Some people think cilantro tastes like soap to them.
That is what this actually Reddit comment, the rest of it said. I just edited it for not having to edit it later. It said it tasted like soap.
That's like a thing, that it's just like the chemical makeup of different people make them.
Yes, like I bet you that's a 23andMe thing. Like, I bet you can go on.
Probably is. Yeah, totally.
Kayla said her roommate used to taste soap. And Susan said it's a genetic thing. So, yeah, it must be.
Yeah.
Another thing was raw.
I got the good genes on something. I taste cilantro. Yes.
You know, maybe I always thought that I could, but maybe I can't if I never notice it when I forget it. But Jay doesn't really like it, so we don't always do it. JP says kombucha, which, yeah, kombucha is gross. I don't like it.
Yeah, I'm cosigning that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
That's expensive. Like, what?
Wait, oh my God, Maggie's drinking it right now.
Come on.
Maggie is. Did JP, did you really only say that because you saw Maggie drinking it? Yes, he did.
Of course he did.
Oh, my God.
Maggie's seriously, like, I'm going to keep on enjoying it.
Yeah, hey, JP.
I'm going to pay that much for a beverage. I'm going to have one that tastes good. Sorry, Maggie.
More for me. Oh, no, you just have to find the one that you like. I mean, they're different kinds, and you just have to find the one you like. Nope, I like them. It's my coffee. Same. I don't drink coffee, so I drink kombucha. So there we go.
There you go.
The guava one is bomb, have to say. That's what got me into them. You gotta have the right flavor. Some of them are just, you know, but the boozy ones are great.
Okay, fair enough. I was scrolling down and kombucha was also the next thing that I saw on this Reddit thread. also, like things like black licorice. Does anybody really like black licorice other than my boss who actually loves it?
Yeah.
Give me a thumbs up if you like black licorice. Only one. All right.
Ugh, it's nasty.
I don't like it at
one all. Out of 14 says no. Matt says black licorice is like tasting death. Susan says it's okay. I don't know. I don't love it. Judy said I'm gaining some tolerance to black licorice, but it wouldn't be a choice candy. If it's not a choice candy, it's not worth it. I'm just kidding.
Yep. I agree.
Moving real quick, kale. I don't mind kale. I don't like kale on its own, but when it's mixed in and things, like, doesn't bother me.
I actually love it.
It's like cooked
kale.
Well and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of kale.
Yeah.
It's an interesting texture.
Yeah, that's the last interesting one on here. Oh, sprinkles. Somebody said sprinkles.
Oh, I hate sprinkles. Hate them. Hate sprinkles.
Huh?
Yeah, I just really.
Like sprinkles on cookies or?
Everywhere. Oh, I hate them.
Okay, this wasn't the thing I thought we were going to...
The balls?
Sugar? All of them. The tiny, the non-perials, like the longer sort of stick ones, all of them.
So this wasn't the thing I thought we were going to unpack tonight, but okay, let's go for it. What is it that you don't like about sprinkles?
I don't like the texture. I don't like that they have no flavor.
They have no sugar flavor.
Yeah. They complement everything.
I think they are my cilantro.
Somebody see if 23andMe has a can taste sprinkles or not section.
I always thought people just added them for the texture, not for the flavor.
Oh my God.
For the texture and also for the visual.
As Jana points out, no funfetti cake for Amanda. So you don't like funfetti cake then?
But I do like funfetti cake because it's different. Because then when you bake them into something, like they expand and they become less offensive somehow.
I think you're literally blowing Kayla's mind right now.
No, I love you, Tasia. She just ate a whole spoonful of sprinkles.
Oh, oh God, that is my nightmare.
Greg, with the most ironic comment of the night, they need to be soft. If they're too hard, it does kind of ruin it. The opposite of that's said. What she said. Mm. Yes, that's not what she said. Oh, good times. I have a feeling we're on an action-packed show, but let's stop and take our commercial break right here, right now, so I don't forget. Okay, here we go. All right, so we are back, and we are actually joined by the devil himself, David Gott, who Shandy mentioned about 30 minutes ago when we were going through things that happened in our 100th episode. We got a very sappy email from a Mr. David Gott back then. Mm. Still waiting on our sappy 200th email. But since we are back from our commercial break, though, Susan sent me a message earlier this week that reminded me of something that I did want to very briefly address because Jay and I talked about it. The fact that there's like a gazillion commercials nowadays. And so we are hosted by a company called Spreaker, and they host us for free, but we need to, because hosting was getting very expensive for a while there. And like it was a lot because we just had so many, you know, when we started this, there was just so many shows going on back when like reality TV was like still in full swing and like, you know, more of the HBO shows were being talked about and AMC ones and whatever. And so it was like a really great thing for us for them to come and offer to do this. But the downside has been that over the last year, they've really increased the amount of advertisements that they require from us. And as of the November 1st, we've actually had to become compliant for a whole lot more advertisements. And I've actually had to go through, and I'm not done yet, manually by hand, insert advertisements to make everything like compliant. But I've gone through literally every show that we've ever put on this network since 2016, and it has been a huge project. But I just wanted to let everybody know a couple of things that I've learned over the last couple of weeks. One, I've been trying to, for the show, the ads at the beginning and the middle, make them 30-second ads, which counts as double. And that's just because most podcast applications let you skip ahead 30 seconds. So that's not like we have a 15 second ad, we're skipping 30, and then you have to go back 15. Like I've been trying to do the 30 second ones from here on in. And it's just like, it's not something that we can control. Like we just have to do it. And we're trying to figure out based on like Susan's message, maybe a Patreon level where you can have an ad-free thing, something that like makes up for like paying for the hosting, figuring out like what new hosting would be in like, you know, 2021 times, you know, like just supplement that or what. But like I liked that idea, Susan, and Jay likes that idea. So that's going to be something that over the next like month, I'm going to like research doing. So thank you for the suggestion because it never even occurred to me. So awesome. But okay, that said, previously we talked about ruin Thanksgiving or ruin Broadsgiving in four words. And my contribution is David Gott is here. So there we go.
Oh, man.
Oh, JK, I've been waiting like five whole minutes since he joined to say that. JK, just kidding.
Little did you know there would be some... Oh, you knew it. You knew there was.
You knew. So, when,
you know, it's like any family dinner.
As Matt said, hey, everyone, Dindu's here.
Yeah, Dindu.
Little Dindu.
That was throwback. that was a November show that happened. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was that a Broadsgiving?
I don't think it was a Broadsgiving. It was an election night show because it was the.
Yes.
It was the, Doug Jones, Roy Moore one.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Good times. I actually wanted to talk about this if we had enough time. So I don't know if anybody has been on Twitter lately, but they've been doing this thing called what feels like blank, but actually isn't. Like what feels like progress, but actually isn't progress. And it's like an example is corporate Black Lives Matter statements.
Mm. Yes.
So it's like serious things like that, but like also like more funny things. Like, let's see. Here's another one is, I don't know this reference, but I'm sure somebody out on this call is going to, and then we'll move on. What isn't Shakespeare but feels like Shakespeare? And the example was the final scene between Avon and Stringer in The Wire.
Ooh.
Oh, see, Amanda gets it.
Never finished The Wire.
Oh, you gotta. You totally gotta.
Yeah.
It comes back around. The last season, I think, is really solid. I think a lot of people don't love the last season, but I think it was really, really, really great.
Yeah. Check out that hashtag though, because it actually there were some really like good ones and funny ones like mixed in, which I guess good and funny can be the same thing. What isn't therapy but feels like therapy? Going to the movies alone. Totally agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but anyway, moving into some farting in your facey back, old school.
Farting it back old school.
Or maybe we're just back to farting because we're old now.
It's a little too real.
That's real.
It's less of a joke now.
It is. Jay told me
it's
the
like
other
an active threat.
Jay told me the other day that I'm gonna be a smelly old lady, and I had nothing to defend myself. I was like, yeah, you're right. that's me. I'm a smelly middle lady, so I'm going to be a smelly old lady.
There could be worse fates.
Well, yeah. Okay. So now I'm just keep in mind, I've got the Zoom screen open and I'm actually going to stare at all of you while I tell this story. So Zach was wearing his mask in the car when we went to Costco yesterday or Sunday. And I was like, Zachary, take your mask off. And he was like, no, I'm keeping my mask on because it's... keeps mommy smelling. Okay.
Wow. Shots fired.
And I was like, look, I had a lot of pizza last night. That's fair.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. JP said, I love going to the movies alone. If the theater is almost empty, I always sit right in front of the other two people who are there. Randy says, I am not sure if we're going back to facey back. Not sure if that was Ben Shapiro, Mickey Mouse, or Jay. That was in response to my dramatic reading of Ben Shapiro last week. I think I do a good job with weird chipmunk, fascist chipmunk. I think I do a good job. And then going back to early in quarantine, when we talked about Fiona Apple's Fetch the Bolt Cutter, so Fiona and Shamika of this my favorite song on the album, Shamika, actually reconnected. And there's a wonderful article on Pitchfork that it just really introduces us to Shamika Stepney, who was the woman who was the girl that changed Fiona's life. And I'll put in the show notes. It's a great, great read. It's just really heartwarming. It's one of those things that goes to, like, as a reminder on a show where we're supposed to be talking about, like, you know, these kinds of things, that just goes to remind you, like, the actions and the things that you do, no matter what age you are, matter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could be a seventh grader that's, you know, telling a sixth grader to woman the fuck up. And she might remember those words. Like, you think it's nothing. She might remember those words and write a song about you 30 years later. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the article is so, so good. And also then, spoiler alert, Shamika is also a rapper, and
they're doing a remix.
Oh,
yeah. No, they did a song together, and you can listen to it. It's the song is embedded in the article, and it's Shamika said.
Oh, I need to look this up.
Yeah, and Fiona Apple sings a little bit on it. But
I read it on my phone, and I didn't see that.
Aha. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's.
Oh, okay.
I loved that. That story, like, literally made my day. It made me so happy.
Yeah. I will link to this in the show notes for anybody wants to read it. It's really great, though. So check that out and just remember, like, you know, words matter, actions matter, and it doesn't matter how old you are. And it doesn't matter how old you are. All right. It's time for Mass What She Said. So last time we did a live show, we had a bunch of people read Mass What She Said. Okay, Tasia's getting a... Looks like a froze fruit. Is that a froze fruit?
A treat.
Is it an alcoholic one from Costco?
So, Mason, we have a place actually walking distance down the street that sells amazing popsicles. Mason, it's on Dick. Hold on. Sorry. They're really great. But it's like dinner time after treats. Like, I make him go get one. Like, you want a popsicle right now, don't you? Just like, have some bites of them. Anyway, I would love to do some Mass What She Said if you need volunteers.
Yes. All right. So it's time for Mass What She Said. And we've got some audience participation this time around. Take it away, Susan, Kayla, Tasia, and JJ.
It just seems to happen so quickly.
Come prepared.
It was nice to get everything set up.
My hand feels very naked.
It was kind of nice going in.
You can get it from a Cracker Jack's box.
I went to Ireland to get it.
I would pay for somebody to do it here.
I do the one on the bottom.
Keep going. It's just so, so good.
Oh,
come on.
I'll take that one.
That wasn't what I was going for at first, but that's where we got. That was also a journey I loved for myself.
Do it over Zoom for anyone who wants to watch in person.
Set it to music.
Lucrative business.
Am I the last one?
I don't know how.
No, you know.
But I'm sure Jay does.
Oh.
Ayo.
I don't know what we were talking about, but I'm. All right, everyone. Let's do a quick one of probably two toasts.
All right. Let's do this.
All right. I don't know. To the broadcast.
200, baby.
Oh.
No, sorry. Tequila is packed, so.
Was not prepared. Cheers. To 200.
Boom.
That's my tequila face.
And they said this wouldn't last. That's my Michael Jackson reference.
We don't
VMAs.
We don't do that here. No.
Love you. Bye.
Well, I think JP had some questions for you.
Oh, shit.
All right. Moving on. JP had some questions. Take it away, JP.
So some very thought-provoking questions. So, you know, bring your A game. All right.
Me?
So random question number one for the broads and guests. Would you rather have farts that smell like roses, but everyone knew that you dealt it? Or would you rather that your farts smell horrible, but no one would ever suspect it was you?
I'm going option number two, because honestly, I kind of like smelly farts.
Well, I literally always
But they smell wouldn't like be farts. Smelly if they smelled like roses.
No, option number two. They're really smelly, but nobody knows it's you. So then you can, like, you know, fuck with people.
Blame JP.
Oh, I see.
And they don't even know it's you. But you're going to pass around your smell.
So as someone that lives this life of number two, you know, sometimes you feel bad when you're in line and you're in line at Costco and you know that everybody knows that it's someone, but they don't suspect you because you're this, like, you know, 5'4" white lady with two children.
So they think it's me. That's the fucked up part.
Well, actually, Shandy has a good point, too, because if you're alone with somebody in an elevator and you do it, that person's going to think it was themselves.
No.
That's a good
Absolutely
point.
Absolutely not.
That's horrible. Now, I would give anything for Colleen's farts to smell like roses because she is so fucking smelly.
Yeah, that's why he asked this question, because I told him the story.
But that's part of the fart fun.
No, like, it's not, I swear to God, Shandy, like, you'll walk into a room.
Oh, I understand.
And then it's like, it's in my mouth.
Listen, I told them the story earlier. First of all, we have noted, we talked about how much we matured over the last 200 episodes, where we don't, like, you know, squatty potty talk. But, like, all right, next question.
All right, I'm good, though, now, right? That was it?
Is there another question for Jay?
I got two more.
Oh, two more.
All right, these are easy ones, though. All right, so if you called your family and told them that you were arrested, but you didn't explain why, what would they assume you did?
Went to a Black Lives Matter rally.
I was going to say something protest-related, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my answer.
Okay, so all protesters.
Except for Kayla. Gott.
What did Kayla and Gott say? Wait, unmute yourselves and tell us.
No, they're saying it in the thing.
My parents would assume some kind of drugs, but my friends would think like some kind of public sex act, most likely.
What about you, Gott?
I said bar fight.
Oh. All right.
Which I first read as bear fight, which is different.
That would be cool if my friends thought that, but no.
Dude, if you got to do a bear fight, then you can
run. Because I'm not from Montana. I've only seen a bear once.
Dude, if you were in a bear fight, you could run for a senator of Alaska. Dr. Al killed a bear with his bare hands.
With his bare hands?
Yes,
with
he did. Bare hands. Yeah, I purposely said that. I understand.
Yeah, basically, he was
I was
born.
Thinking, how about a fight in a bear bar? You know, the other kind of bears?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's what I just said in the chat.
All right, golf claps for Matt.
Florida man fights chat. Bear. But no, I need to. If that would be
no,
the
he
episode,
fights bear like
B-A-R-E.
He's just naked. Yeah,
yeah,
he fights naked.
Yeah, or awesome. Bear, either type of bear.
Anyway,
all right. Continuing.
Okay, last question: will there be a survivor pod? No, kidding.
Yes, there will be. Jay will be back.
There will be without me.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Ah, schmoopies. Question three. What do you think is going through your pet's mind when they're watching you make Whoopi?
Oh, she loves it.
That's good to know.
You know she
Oh, our cat loves
yes,
it. Oh.
Your pet's mind.
Oh, pet's mind.
Yes.
Oh, okay. No, I bet you have to have something quippy for that the cat's saying. It's like, oh, this position again? Something like that.
Can you move so I can, like, lay down there?
Yeah. That's. I think that's where, like, oh, what are you guys doing? Is there room for me?
Zoe is
That is that has literally happened.
Is there room for me?
Could you not walk on me right now?
Tasia says, is he hurting, Mom?
Is people upstairs Mom? Louder?
Kayla had a dog interfere before. No, Zoe is very into. She's
no,
a
she
voyeur.
Just watches.
She's.
I feel like she's really judging us. Really,
sometimes it's really creepy, yeah, and I'm like, okay, wait, Zoe needs to leave.
Really,
Zoe's holding up number signs like an Olympic judge. 8-2, 8-2.
Pretty much.
It's like, all right, 8-2. That's
yeah. Neat. Like sometimes she stays at the foot of the bed, and sometimes she goes to her perch, and sometimes like I'm just like, oh God, Zoe is literally like doing the like number thing right now.
She's not impressed. She's not impressed.
It's really weird. Kay just said our cat does it like a creeper. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It just they must pick up on like whatever is going on in the atmosphere.
On that note, thank you everybody. Happy 200.
Alrighty then. Yeah, I think it's pheromone thing too, actually. Tasia says, Q song, sex and candy. No, Q song, sex and kitties.
Mm.
I feel sex and kitties. Meow.
Which should be an episode title on a non-Thanksgiving day.
Save it. We'll recycle that joke and
yeah.
20 episodes. No one will remember.
I will.
Perfect.
I will. Oh my God. Okay. We got an email from Andy, and then let's do what we're thankful for and we'll get out of here.
Cool. So Andy writes in 156 out of 200 episodes of Andy's Social Distancing. Hey broads. First, thank you for your kind words. I was really touched by what you said. I may have had something in my eye during Colleen's words. You three obviously care a lot, and I know you genuinely want me to get the things I want. When I first wrote you, way back in episode 44, I didn't expect to write in almost every week since then, and while things are obviously quiet in my journey to find love, I still feel compelled to write you because I know you're invested and genuinely want to learn more. I've expressed plenty of doubt over the whole universe thing, not sure what kind of benefit being single this thing is. I believe I said the universe is kind of an asshole for doing this. If I were to believe, I guess I may have had an answer this year as we've had to be more apart. My homebody ways fit in pretty well, and while I miss plenty of things from before, I think I've done a pretty good job adapting to this. It is, of course, frustrating to see people who can't handle it and exacerbate this already crappy time. Sure, we all understand you want to have a big traditional Thanksgiving, but you can't. Being a little lonely this time of year sucks, but you'll make it through. Besides, 2020 taught us time is stupid, and why should we be beholden to things because a calendar says so? Excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been next July, maybe? Who fucking cares? It's a meal. Turkey may be cheaper than anyway. Anyway, as we reflect on this milestone episode, one of the biggest lessons I've learned about relationships and how not to get too bogged down by my disappointments is this. Feelings are not a finite resource. They're created in our brains when we connect with other people. The feelings you have for your partners, and in particular, Colleen, how you feel about your children, didn't always exist. But one day you met them and a connection was made and grew, and here we are today. The connection I was hoping for with Alice didn't happen, but there are a lot of women out there, and at least a few of them have that thing that a meaningful relationship can grow from. It's just tough at this moment because I'm waiting and waiting during a pandemic, no less. However, we don't know where the story will go in the coming months. As we all know too well, a lot can happen in a year. Maybe a year from now, I'll be writing you. I thought maybe there was something between Alice and me, but then I met her. As I try to wrap this up, I think I may have heard of the story of Ben Shapiro getting torn to pieces on British television. It happened a while ago, pre-pandemic. He was trying to call the host a liberal because he was calling Shapiro out, unaware that said host is a known conservative commentator. While listeners know I'm not a huge fan of using Virgin as a punchline, I did enjoy someone taking the thumbnail from that video and making a mock-up of Pornhub, retitling the video Virgin Destroyed by BBC. Also, how the fuck, between grown-up Morty and me, is that guy the one who has had more luck with women?
Fair point.
Fair. It's a fair question. I think that goes back to sometimes the universe sucks, but maybe has a plan in the longer scheme of things. We'll see. I mean, at least I can rest assured sex with him is probably just jackhammering before he yells AOC.
Look, I don't care who you are. AOC is really hot and smart and intelligent and beautiful.
Yes.
Indeed. All the thumbs
definitely
up.
I agree.
Not to objectify her, but all the thumbs up.
All the thumbs up, all but it's not. It doesn't take cognitive dissonance for us to like be able to appreciate her. That's great. Well, I'm furiously typing away, trying to get this in before you start recording. But let me say congratulations on making it to 200 episodes, and I hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving, however you safely observe it. The show has been a bright spot in a crazy year, and hopefully will continue to shine for many years to come. Although hopefully not as many of those years will be with me still in my current. Maybe even someday you'll meet her. I just have to meet her first. # I'm 6 feet from hers 200, Andy. Aww.
Nice.
I think that was the perfect mix of thoughtfulness and hilarity that we have come to enjoy from Andy. So thank you for the update.
Agreed. Well, agreed. It is time to get into what we're thankful for. And I say that because I think
Yeah. It's just time, okay?
Well, I had something that would tie it in with Andy, and again, I've lost my train of thought because apparently that's a thing that's happening this episode. Usually, I don't lose it. I just take a really long time to get to it, but I don't know. Tonight, I'm trying to be uber-focused.
And it's having the reverse
effect. It's having the reverse effect because reaction. That's not me. I generally go and I'm not uber-focused. But, you know, a lot can happen a year, though, Andy. Like, a lot can. Look at 2020. There are so many just...
Yeah, think of you in February of 2020 and think of you now.
Yeah.
Like, the curveball that the universe sent to us all.
Yes. Like, yeah. You never know. And I think that 2020 has been a terrible year. It's been a traumatizing year. It's been an awful year. But, like, it's been one of those years that just goes to show, like, you just never know what to expect. And it's also, like, it's a negative and a positive, right? Like... Yeah. Like, you can take it as a negative as like, oh, yeah, I could die tomorrow from COVID that I didn't know I had and I suddenly stopped breathing. Or, you know, I could meet the love of my life tomorrow, or I could do this tomorrow. I could do that. Like, you just, you know, it was one of those years that was traumatizing, but was also like kind of a reset in that, like, the way that you think that, like, okay, like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, a month from now. 10 months from now, a year from now. Like, I just don't know. So it was kind of like, I would hope that it'd be one of those things that kind of reframed people's thinking. And even if people didn't need their thinking reframed, like, just kind of showed them that, like, oh yeah, like, anything could happen on the turn of a dime. And it's just crazy. So.
Indeed.
But on that note, it is time for what we're grateful for this year at our broad Zoom table. Does anybody want to start?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'm really fucking thankful for you guys and the whole Jay and Jack community. I, like, don't know what I would have done without you guys the first, like, 3-4 months of COVID. And, yeah, I just really appreciate you guys a lot. Oh, I'm not going to cry. And, yeah, my friends and family, I feel like I've become, like, even more grateful for them this year and, like, the, you know, having that great support system behind me has helped me a lot. So, but yeah, you guys are awesome. Love y'all.
Oh, love you too.
Thank you. Glad that we could be there for you.
Yes.
Anybody else? Shandy, I'll
throw something in.
Okay.
It's probably also that's what she. Yeah, you know, I also, I guess it's extend the community, but I guess I'm also thankful that, you know, if this were to happen, you know, since it happened, I'm glad it happened, like, with all the stuff that we have, with, like, the way we could communicate.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm thinking of, like, you know, the Spanish flu from, like, 1918, you know, we would have just been in our homes and not been able to, like, interact with anybody. But, like, you know, obviously it can't really interact as much in person, but, you know, I've still been able to, you know, do these and, you know, have game nights with my friends, you know.
Yeah.
Play virtual stuff. I hosted movie night virtually. You know, we play Among Us and Jackbox games and all kinds of fun stuff. We're you know, it's not great, but we're making the most of it. And that's what's helped me get through this this rough year.
Yeah, it's a testament to the incredible and admirable ability of humans to adapt if they want to.
Definitely, like, and also I think it's. Highlight of, like, sometimes technology is the fucking worst, but sometimes it's really the best. I mean, even 20 years ago, going into a pandemic would have been completely different.
Yeah. I think it's just a really incredible way of, like, people rethinking things. And I think that things are going to be rethought for a long time to come. Like, just
sure
the way
so.
That you can go. Yeah. Like, and, like, think of how companies over the last, you know, decades have been forced to think of things in terms of, like, inclusiveness, right? Like, where they've had to, like, rethink all of their policies and rules, and, like, you know, ADA guidelines have gotten, like, you know, better. Like, I wonder if those same kinds of things will be, like, social distancing, you know, whatever, will be something that we do in the future more. Like, that'll be more of a thing, just because people will think of, hell yeah, like, this pandemic might go away for a little while, but, like, 8 years down the road, who knows, is there going to be something else?
Sure, and, like, while we're at it, like, certain things are very valuable to do in person, but like we've had, you know, conferences that are completely virtual and we can do it and you can get the same takeaway. And then you also don't have to spend, you know, hundreds and thousands and whatever much, you know, amount of money to pay for people's travel and lodging. And then you're also doing something good for the planet because they're not flying. And, you know, there's all these other like secondary consequences that like.
Right. You're saving your company.
Why should we be doing these extravagant things all the time? When maybe we could do them differently.
Right. There are definitely certain things that like need to be done in person, but there's so many things that I think, that you can.
Even conferencing, like the example I gave, there are certain advantages of actually meeting people in person and being there in person. And that's part of the thing. But like, do we need to do that 100% of the time?
Right. No, I think So like, there's definitely certain things that need to be done in person, but you're right. Like, yeah, definitely. All right. What we're grateful for.
Oh, I saw Ro had a hand.
Oh, Ro, go for it.
Oh, Ro.
Hi, everybody. I'm clearly thankful for the J&J community and my health and my family's health and so many things like, you know, a job and a roof over my head and all those other things. But I'm really, really thankful for the incoming administration. The Biden-Harris ticket gives me hope. I watched today's press conference where many of the cabinet members were introduced, and they each gave very brief 2 to 3 minute speeches. And I heard words and phrases that I haven't heard in over 4 years. And it was really beautiful. And it was talk about inclusivity. You mentioned inclusiveness before, Colleen, and it was talking about community and bringing not only the citizens of this country together and the people in this country who need support, lifting them up, but also thinking about the global community and the climate crisis. And it was all messages of what we are going to do, not what others have done to us. And it was all messages of what comes next, not what came before. And it was a beautiful breath of fresh air. And that is something that makes me very, very thankful.
Yeah. I was listening to Deconstructed's most podcast, and they had a guest on who mentioned how he was, you know, on the Bernie staff for 2016 and 2020. And he was very surprised at the amount of people that he actually knew that were in the transition team and the cabinet. And that, you know, he was very pleasantly surprised at, you know, Biden living up to his word to, you know, just not only bring in his people, but to, you know, bring in a more diverse set of voices that could actually, you know, not just be an echo chamber, but like have a debate or whatever. And he was pleasantly surprised about that. So it's a start.
It's a very good start.
Something to look forward to.
Yes.
Indeed. And just as a side note, a couple of people in the proposed cabinet are West Wing nuts. They were featured on episodes of the West Wing Weekly podcast. And, you know, it comes full circle.
Yeah.
That's a lovely Easter egg.
And as Maggie said, only one person was named Biden. He didn't put family members or rich people in the cabinet.
What a novel concept.
All right. But... Amanda, Shandy, it's our time. What it's do we want to
say? It's our time. Right now, it's our time.
It's our time, or else we're going to need another ad break.
Right
so.
Here, it's our time. Someone give me my inhaler. It's a little Goonies joke for you there. Nobody
I know.
Got it.
I know.
It wasn't funny? Okay.
It was funny. It was funny. I was just thinking, like, while you were breathing in the inhaler, can we do a commercial break if we need one?
Ooh.
We are 8 minutes away from needing another one. So, yeah. All right. Who's going first? I can go first.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Okay. So what I'm grateful for is actually a lot of what I said earlier on when I read that meme was honestly like 2017 was terrible. We thought like 2018 would be better. 2018 was not better. We thought that 2019 would be better. 2019, I feel like... You know, we forget how, you know, not great 2019 was. And we were, you know, everybody was like, 2020 is going to be better. And then, it just wasn't. And it really, like, I feel like sometimes it's that whole old saying, like, you know, when a door closes, a window opens. Like, it's true. Like, you thought that it was going to be like whatever, but like, it taught you to be grateful for what you had. And I am very grateful in my Broadsgiving table. I'm very grateful that my family is overall healthy, that, you know, we were, as far as being affected by the pandemic, we were not very affected in terms of that. Like, yeah, we had homeschooling and blah, blah, blah. But like, I am grateful for the blessings I have been bestowed. I understand that this year has been very traumatic, as I spoke about last week, and I am only starting to like truly break that down. And I think that as we get further in, more people will be breaking down just, you know, the PTSD, the trauma of this year that you didn't even realize. So I am very grateful for the community that I have. Early on, JP organized the Jackbox game nights. That was really wonderful. We figured out Zoom from El Cinco de Mayo on, that we did these live things. I'm very grateful for the fact that I can see people's faces now when I'm, you know, doing it. And I don't know. It's like, it's really cool to me. It's really, really great. And I'm just overall grateful for the sense of community that I have in a time where it just doesn't, you know, where community is important, because we're all in this together. Like, we are all in this together. And, you know, it could get worse. It could get better. But, like, we're all going to need to. It has to be this thing where we're all in this together. And I'm very grateful for the group of people that are here and the group of people that are listening and the group of people that participate in the live shows and the broad topics and all that. And that is like, that was something that we added in 2020, and I'm very grateful for all of you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I agree. I think doing these over Zoom was a real upgrade, and yes, I think we should always do it this way. Like, it's, I find it to be a much more enriching experience to get to see everybody here. And yeah I love it. I really do.
I'm also grateful for Alex potty training very quickly. Super awesome.
Yeah. That was a good example of 2020 giveth.
Jesus. Yes. Like, I literally, so I watched the camera overnight to see all the like movement things, and he just, it was just so wonderful.
Yeah, and then he was just efficient. He's like, I'm not going to put my pants back on, because why?
No, he's literally slept there for the next 6 hours. Literally, it was 12:30. He woke up at 6:30. Yeah. Didn't wet the bed once.
Yeah, works for Winnie the Pooh. Wow. He doesn't wear pants, and he's fine.
Yeah. JP says, I haven't had pants on since March 13th.
Exactly. And do you miss the pants? Probably not.
Yeah, I barely wear real pants.
Yeah. I think I put on a pants with like a button fly maybe once a week, and I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
I may never wear real pants ever again.
I may never wear a real bra again.
Yes. Oh my true. God, I barely wear real bras nowadays too. Yes, that's very true.
Yeah. It's like I put them on and I like just dream of when they can come back off again. It's like, what's
Jana says, I'm jealous of people who don't have to wear pants. So Jana has had to go into her office. Not like it hasn't been like, correct me if I'm wrong, Jana, you can unmute or comment. I don't believe Jana has been affected at all by the pandemic. She's had to work the entire time, which is a big fat boo.
Yeah, that's boo. True. I haven't had, well, tomorrow I'm taking a day off. So hence why I'm joining you tonight.
Oh, good.
Let's give one big wave, like, yay, Jana! We love you, Jana!
Yes, I get to drink tonight on a weeknight. It's very exciting.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, but everybody but JP gave the hands in the air like they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what JP has against you, but
clearly he cares about something.
I'm on a delay. I just did it.
It's my internet.
We love you, Jana. But you know that.
Love you guys too. And I'm grateful for all of you.
All right. Back at you. Shandy, what are you grateful for at your Broadsgiving?
On my Zoom's giving table, I have my list. Number one, I am grateful that we have a new president. It's already been covered. We've talked about it ad nauseum, but holy shit, it makes such a fucking big difference. I am grateful for this show, as many people have said, and I'm very grateful for Andy because he is our most consistent contributor. And you know we love our feedback. And
yes, we've been
going on this journey with him. And so
love this journey for
thank
him.
You, ladies, and thank you, Andy.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you all contributors and future contributors.
Future contributors, yes. Whoever you may be, we look forward. We look forward to your emails.
Indeed. You know, like some just like normal 2020 type things. I am thankful that throughout all of this craziness, I still have a job. I've been teleworking this whole time. I feel very lucky to be in that position. Again, like you were saying, Colleen, like we have been lucky enough that we haven't been like really negatively impacted by this in terms of like, you know, jobs and like finances. And so I'm very thankful for that. So I'm very lucky to have a job and to have been able to telework this whole time. We're both in good health and my family is in good health. So, you know, just, you know, the basics, but I think that's kind of like also foundational. I think that the pandemic this year has really sort of, you know, I know at this point it's like a cliche to say, but it's true. Like it's made us slow down, take stock of what's important. And I think that like there are certain lessons maybe that I've already learned, but I think that like we need to be a little bit more separated from it to really fully like sort of grasp and like it, learn some of the lessons. But I am thankful in anticipation for that. I really do that. I mean, this year has sucked. And I think it's getting easier, honestly, for me now because we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like, you know, there are a couple of vaccines in play. Like I've said it before, like I've been in lockdown since March. Give me a couple more months. I can take it. Like I hear about places where indoor dining is allowed. And I'm like, what planet are you living on? Like I got this, but yeah, since I know that, you know, everything does come to an end. I've been reading a lot about Buddhism lately. And I feel like that really kind of like ties in. So yeah, well, this will be over. And I think that we will learn some really important lessons about what is really important to us. And I think that that's something to be grateful for, honestly. Like, and I know that the people who have been more affected by COVID, like I can say that because I've been less affected.
Yeah.
But I do personally, I am thankful in a way for that. There were a lot of fun things I had planned for 2020 that didn't happen. And that's really too bad. But like, I do think that, you know, you get what you can out of any sort of experience. Mm-hmm. I talked about it before, but I am really, again, this is kind of like a COVID lining. What were we calling them?
Sure. COVID lining.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know how sure great know it works, mean? But we all know what okay. you mean.
Yes. The RBG altar.
Oh, the, I love
my like
RBG
special
RBG.
Place yeah. in my neighborhood. I am so thankful for that. I went there just before we recorded and placed some rosemary on the little altar.
Oh man, my mom's name.
Out of a can, that's natural. I am thankful that 2021 is right around the corner. And one of my friends has been doing for a while now, has been doing these ladies' lunar burns, and it's on the full moon. And I can't remember if I've talked about them on the podcast before or not, but it's all women. We come together on the full moon and we burn shit. Like we have a bonfire and we burn stuff that, you know, we want to get rid of. And at the one on October 1st, there was a lot of talk about like mothers and like mothers and children. And one of the things that came out of that was like, I think I have like, I love, you know, my mom and I have a good relationship, but we don't talk all that often. And I really hate calling people on the phone. Like I'm not a phone person.
Yeah.
And because of that burn, I was like, shit, I love handwritten letters. Like I should just write my mom a letter. And because of that, we have started a sort of like letter writing.
Oh, that's lovely.
I love that too.
It's pretty fucking great. And so I will always have those letters from her. And it's just, for me, it's a better means of communication. And so I am very thankful for that. And so with that, I will.
All right. I want
give it over to Amanda.
Yeah.
There's nothing up left.
I love this episode and I usually make a list and
Amanda.
It's good to have so much on your list.
I love it. I'm grateful for that. I love it. I there was a lot of things listening to you talk that I'm like, oh right. Yeah. Yeah, I'm thankful for that too.
Same. Amanda, aren't you grateful for the New York City real estate market?
I am thankful for the real estate market. My therapist said to me a couple weeks ago, because she's decamping to Florida for a couple months and, you know, because everyone's doing everything remotely anyway. And she's like,
I don't know if I would decamp to Florida, but yes, continue.
Right. I think she had like an opportunity for like to stay in someone else's house. So it's, you know, it's like sort of an opportunity presented itself. You know, and she was sort of like, I was here in New York during like the 60s and 70s when the city was broke. She's like, I don't need to be here for this. She's like, you're going to enjoy this. Like the city's going to get a little grittier. It's going to get like closer knit because there's going to be less people here. She's like, you're going to enjoy it. And it was like, it was a cool perspective, which this wasn't actually on my thankful list. But now that we're talking about it, it is fitting. But yeah, I'm trying to think because everyone kind of said everything I was going to say, and they probably said it way more eloquently than I ever could. So let me see if I can find unique ways to contribute more. I keep going back to, and I don't know where this saying comes from, but that like it always gets darkest just before the light. And I feel like that is 2020 is kind of the embodiment of that. Yeah. Like everything got very dark and very quiet and very scary. And now we're really starting to see pinpricks of light at the end of the tunnel. And for the first time in a long time, a lot of us can actually be hopeful for a future. So like, I'm really thankful for that. I'm really thankful for the opportunity to be hopeful because I feel like this time last year, we really weren't. So I think that's really, really great. Much like everybody else, I'm thankful that I've been able to continue to work from home. Both Daniel and I have been employed the whole time, and he's actually doing better. He's one of the few people that I think quarantine was really great for his career. You know, he really took to working from home and has gotten more work because of it. So it's been great to like watch him really flourish. Me, not so much. I don't think I love working from home, but I'm still thankful for the opportunity to be able to do so, to spend more time in my neighborhood, which I really, really love. And I'm glad we can continue to do that in a bigger apartment. So like, that's going to be great. Yeah, I'm thankful that COVID hasn't touched me too closely. You know, my family has all been very healthy. My friends have all been healthy. Anyone who I know who has gotten COVID, it's been a mild case and they've recovered. Mm-hmm. But I certainly know people, you know, friends of friends that haven't been so fortunate and people who have lost loved ones. And it's really awful. And my heart goes out to those people. But I'm thankful that tragedy hasn't touched me too closely this year, which is a selfish thing to say. But you know what? Oh. I'll take it. I've had a lot of loss. So I'm going to take that. I'm very thankful that nobody I know died this year. I'm going to take that. I'm going to own it. But quick, find something more positive to say so you're ending on a happy note. Quick, Amanda, you can do this. You can do this.
You're looking forward to 2021, which will bring beautiful new opportunities.
Yes. Oh, got it. So starting to pack, I'm starting to find all these little random things that I keep because I don't throw anything out. And I found Sunday while packing my grandmother's high school portrait, and tucked inside were her diploma from high school.
Wow, that's so cool!
And her diploma from junior high school. So that was like a cool little coming to visit me and reminding me that she's floating around in the air somewhere. So that was cool. And I look forward to hopefully finding more of those little Easter eggs I've hidden for myself throughout the house as we pack our life up here.
It's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Yeah. And they're like in really good condition. They're like pristine. Like you wouldn't know that these were like from the 40s. Like it's crazy.
That is really super cool.
Yeah. The lady never threw out anything. We found a Civil War sword in her house when we were cleaning it out. Yeah, woman didn't throw out anything.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't know if I told you guys or not, but when my grandma was cleaning out her basement after my grandpa died, she found the original mortgage papers from their first house. That's, from like 1955.
That's an Italian man thing.
Yeah, that is. That is.
That's I was Italian like, oh, man God, thing. Same thing with my grandfather when they were cleaning out. There were receipts from like 1957 for like a pair of shoes.
Yes. Yes.
Like, Pop, like, hold on to that. You don't need.
We might have to. We might have to expand because Frank does that too. Maybe it's like a European thing.
Maybe it is a European.
It must be.
Because holy shit, the receipts, the fucking receipts.
Yeah. Well, no, because I save receipts. Too. That's why I take pictures of all of them, like my receipts now in an app, because like I can't save them anymore, but like they're saved. And it's just a thing, because it must be a European thing, because like I was taught to save them, and like I, you know, realized at some point I couldn't, so I found an app that saved them for me. But like, yeah, totally get it.
I mean, you can save them all, but it is a lot of goddamn clutter.
Yes. Oh my God. It was a basement worth of stuff. Like my grandma
that your
literally
wife then has to discreetly throw out while you're not looking.
Or while you're dead. And it's a big thing that was a
quick
big thing.
Before he's undead.
Yeah. It's a big thing that my grandma didn't want to deal with, but she had to. And you know what? My grandma is one of those people that literally throws things out the second that she's done with it. Like there is no emotional attachment, sentimental attachment, anything. So I think that she actually, like after my grandpa died, she got the most pleasure throwing all his things out from the 50s. And he died in 2013. So she was like, this is amazing. 60
Goodbye.
Things,
Goodbye.
60 years worth of stuff. We are done. Susan said, so many papers to go through. My mom kept everything. Oh, Susan, I'm really sorry for your loss. I know it was very recent, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Kayla said, my dad's Italian as well. It's not getting rid of anything. Yep. Yip-yip. But on that note, I'm also thankful for Susan's massages, which was like the best massage I ever got of my life in my own house. Mm-hmm. Yes. So when we had the meetup 2014, I had a lot of like tension or whatever because I was pregnant with Zachary, and Susan gave me a massage and it was awesome. And I'm very grateful for it because Jay and I have both picked up techniques from that one time that she did it where I'm like, oh, do it this way like Susan did. And we still do that. So very grateful for that.
Speaking of meetups, though, like we've said this before, but like how extra awesome is the next one going to be? That's the thing about like this whole break. Like I was really sad that it was canceled, but it's going to like, you know, everything's going to be a little bit sweeter afterwards.
Yeah. JP asked if the cat was watching. Maybe. I don't know. It was awesome, though. Jealously. It was awesome. I learned some techniques. I did. I really did. Thank you, girlfriend. So on that note, though, thank you, everybody, for playing. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. Thank you to the patrons. If you'd like to make a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. Oh, merchandise. Actually, I wrote this down. We're doing the Patron Secret Santa. I have been working with Jacob to come up with some new merchandise for the network. So that should be fun. So if you want to do something like that, we will have that hopefully by the time you're hearing this or within a few days afterwards. But I'm really excited. So, but if you are a patron, you can go to, I will put out an email and you can click on the link and do the Patron Secret Santa. If you'd like to contribute any feedback to anything that you've heard, you can email us thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or give us a call at 331-276-2373. And yeah, that's about it. That's all I've got. Thank you everybody so much for joining us and for participating this year. I think the central theme of everybody's what we're thankful for is in this time of 2020 craziness is the community that we've built here. And we appreciate you listening to us and joining us every week. It's been really nice to get to know some people more. But does anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Just to second everything you just said.
Thank you, friends. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shani.
Peace out, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy 200.
Happy 200.
Oh, yes. Happy 200.
Bye.
See you on the other side of 200.
Yeah. See you at 201.
See you at 201. Bring our walkers.